Hey, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM The Mix, WTMX Chicago, powered by ComEd. Start saving with smart meter-enabled tools and programs at comed.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
I am killing it.
Mornings on The Mix. Everyone's playing the new game, Unattractive and Killing It, with Eric in the Morning.
New study says very unattractive people earn significantly more money than those that just qualify as unattractive or average or even good looking. I'm not good looking and I'm killing it. Hi, Bev.
Hey, how are you? Hi. I am not good looking and I am killing it.
All right.
I'm getting older. My cheeks are sagging.
Oh, yeah.
I've got wrinkly neck.
It's hilarious.
Who cares? You're killing it.
Are you killing it?
But
what are you doing?
I'm killing it. I'm a global project manager. The gentleman that answered the phone said, "Do you travel?" And I said, "Thank goodness, no, because I'm just not that attractive when I get off of a plane or anything else." Thank goodness
for
conferencing calls.
Yeah, you walk off, they're like, "Whoa, hey, yeah. But you're killing it."
Yeah.
Lynette.
Yeah.
Unattractive and killing it.
Yes, that's right. Okay. Unattractive and killing it.
Woo! You know, yeah.
You know, I have vendors that come here, and the first thing they say, they open up their eyes wide, and they be like, "Oh, hi, Lynette. You don't look like your voice." I'm like,
Oh, no. You don't look like your voice. That is the worst.
So do you feel like you've always been unattractive?
Hey, I got this little short hair, and I got these big round-rimmed glasses that I love. Like everybody, you know, hey, but that's me.
Yeah, that's right.
I like the questioning. Have you felt as though you've always been unattractive?
Because I was going to spin it into, so
is this a new thing?
Did you use this from, like, the get-go as, like, and I'm going to show the world what I can do as sort of like a, you know, a revenge on the world?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
See?
Yeah, she's seeking revenge on the world.
And she's getting it because she's killing it.
There you go.
Mornings on The Mix. People are saying it loud and proud.
I am not good looking and I am killing it.
On Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip.
So do you feel like you've always been unattractive?
I am killing it.
On The Mix.
Your teeth are all brown. Look away. I'm hideous.
That's when Kramer was smoking nonstop, right?
Yeah, cigars, I think, right?
Yeah. Things got out of control there for a while.
Yeah, his skin, his teeth.
All right. Yeah, he looked like hell.
Yep.
But he's killing it.
He really was.
He was for a while.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yep.
5:39. Oof. The week that has taken two. Hasn't it?
Long week.
It has.
Been a long, drag-ass week.
Yep. It has.
Yeah.
I think it's because we keep hearing about this lead-up to the warm weather. I think this is part of it.
That could be.
Where I'm like, come on, let's get here.
That could be.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys see the moon?
I've seen it before.
Today?
Is it still there?
It's crazy. I did take a picture.
Never does it justice.
It never does it justice, but it is, so between two buildings downtown, and my night camera on my iPhone kind of sucks for whatever reason, maybe it's me. But anyway, I forwarded it to Mel D, and she's going to post it, or did post it. The moon is, like, incredibly large today.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything in the news about it being a super moon or a blood moon or a big moon or a fat moon or any of that.
Right.
But it looks like it's got to be something
because
it looks outrageous.
It's outrageously large?
Outrageously large. At least it was about a half hour ago.
Are any of you currently right now noticing an outrageously large fat ass moon?
Yeah.
Sun's already starting to come up, though. I don't know if you noticed it as much.
Can't see it anymore?
Half hour, 40 minutes ago or so, that moon was nuts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry I missed that.
It's nuts.
What's the matter? You two having, like, a little apartment moment over there?
Not that I know of.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, because he just, like, he came off the mic, went, "It's nuts," and smiled at you like you had smiled at him, like that's sort of your apartment catchphrases or something.
Nope.
No?
Right. No, she hit the thing and, like, looked at me almost like she was, like,
I was saying something dumb. That's all I meant.
I gotcha. Showers are likely later on today into this evening primarily. Otherwise, increasing clouds and 59 the high. Melissa's anxious for it to get warmer. It's not going to be Saturday or Sunday, but it will be Monday, okay? Saturday, mostly sunny and 50. It's not what you're looking for, is it?
No.
Okay. Sunday, sunny near 60.
There we go. That's getting better.
Still not exactly what you're looking for.
Not quite.
Monday, sunny 74.
There we go.
All right. Mm-hmm. Tuesday, sunny 80.
That's perfect.
We've arrived.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Are we going to stay there?
We have. Is this breaking news?
This is breaking news.
Whip just held up a sign.
Yeah, I wanted to add something to the news because I didn't see it. Actually, Cynthia pointed it out to me. I'm happy she did because it's breaking news.
Hold on.
Is it? Oh, I know.
Hold
it
on. Yeah. Hang on. There we go. Breaking news. Breaking news into the mixed newsroom. All right. I enjoy breaking news. Is it what? I know what it is.
Yeah, you know what it is. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Do you actually know, like, what it is, or just you know what the subject is going to be?
Know what it is.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have named their third child Louis.
Louis. In a surprising upset.
That's right. Louis Arthur Charles, a choice that confounded expectations.
I thought it was Louis.
It's pronounced Louis, but spelled L-O-U-I-S.
Uh-huh. I even heard them in the news this morning say Louis.
Well, they must have screwed it up then.
As I'm reading the story.
Because it has been King Louis,
and it actually
not King
says,
Louis.
Pronounced L-O-O hyphen E-E.
Yep. Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Louis.
Yeah, so who knew? The potential future king of England is Italian.
Right.
Lou.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yeah.
All right, but Arthur is the middle name.
Arthur is the middle name, but if you bet on Arthur, I don't think you win with that.
No, you can't collect on that.
No.
No. All right. Louis Arthur.
Charles.
Charles.
The
Cornwall of Duchess of...
Yeah, that's once you get past
of Cornwall.
That, I have no clue.
Prince of Cornwall.
Prince.
What's William's last name? Does he have a last name?
That's another thing. I don't think we've ever really known their last name.
That's so funny. I was thinking that on the way in this morning.
They're like Madonna,
right.
Cher.
You don't need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
The Rock.
Right.
I like that.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's exciting news. I'm certain that all of Britain is a Twitter.
I'm sure they
as
are.
As they say in Great Britain, it has nothing to do with Twitter.
True.
That may be where they found out.
Could be.
Okay. This morning's Hey, I Was Wondering, and she gets the Eric in the Morning travel mug that everybody wants, I think. Is from Julie. Julie and Joliet. Double
Julie
J.
Julie and Joliet. Oh, yeah.
Hey, good morning, Eric, Melissa, and Whip. I'm watching the NFL draft. And can you tell me, how do they get the player's last name on the jersey so fast? Just wondering. Thanks, Julie. You seen this, Melissa?
No. Huh?
So they'll go like, with the first pick, the Cleveland Browns have selected Baker Mayfield. And it was like, oh, that's great. And Baker Mayfield comes up, and then the commissioner holds up the Cleveland Browns jersey with the last name Mayfield on the back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
and they do it with each subsequent pick as they walk up. The jersey's already ready to go. Yeah.
Huh, okay.
Yeah, from what I understand, when it was in Chicago, they got a guy. Got a couple of guys back there.
Okay.
And when the pick is brought in, it's brought in a minute or two early so they can get organized before they take it out on stage. And they alert the guy with the jersey, say, hey, who's waiting there with the Cleveland Browns jersey, Mayfield. And they quickly stitch Mayfield on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like iron it on?
Iron it on, maybe, or just, you know, it's just ready to go. It's a quick process. Or if they know in advance, this team's looking at like three different guys, they'll have three different jerseys ready to go. So it's ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah. They just grab the one that they pick.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Perfect sense.
Yeah. See who the Bears took at number 8, Melissa?
Yes.
Well, you can tell from the tone we can have a pizza issue a little bit later on this morning.
Exactly.
Who did the Bears take?
Oh, man. What's his Rokon?
No, not Rokon. He's on the radio.
What's his name?
Rokon, a good lineman back in his
right,
day, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
Come on.
It wasn't mine.
He's a Butkus Award winner. If you're a Butkus Award winner, you have to come play for the Bears.
Rokon
Smith.
Smith. There.
Yeah. Out of?
Uh-huh.
Over there at the sports desk. Rhymes with Horja.
Georgia!
Out of Georgia. That's right. The University of Georgia. And what position does he play?
He's a...
Rhymes with Kreinbecker.
He's a linebacker.
He's a linebacker. Rokon Smith.
Yeah.
There is something poetic. Now, he won the Butkus Award
for
the best college linebacker.
Oh, the Butkus?
Butkus, yeah. Dick Butkus.
Oh,
former Bear.
Butkus.
Right, yeah.
He's a butt kisser. Yeah. Wow.
Oh, boy.
You know Dick Butkus.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but he just says the butt kiss award.
It is a struggle with you over there.
Something else.
Yeah. So, he won that. So, isn't it kind of poetic that he becomes a Chicago Bear?
Yeah. No, it had to happen.
Like, it's meant to be, kind of.
Yeah. And he was well-schooled. I played a little clip. He's well-schooled in
the Bears
linebacker tradition. They said, here's what you got it in. Maybe he's actually interested in it, which is great. He sounded enthusiastic.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about that pick?
I love me some Roquan.
Yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a fan.
Traditionally, the Bears aren't good without... In fact, even when they're bad, they usually have a pretty good linebacker that's like a Hall of Fame quality guy.
It's time. Yeah. Close the chapter of Urlacher. You know, he's a Hall of Famer. Let's move on to the next one.
Right.
Roquan. Was Roquan the one that won Melissa free pizza? You could tell from her tone, likely not. So who's going to get it? Be here 7:30 this morning on The Mix. Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip. So Dan Reynolds of Imagine Dragons describes the ending of his marriage, as he was announcing it on Twitter yesterday, as beautiful. The relationship was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
We're going positive. Well, not everybody does that. Give us the one word you would use to describe your most recently ended relationship. 312-591-6800. One word, Lisa.
Toxic.
Toxic. It's a very popular word.
Yes. Yeah.
Very popular word for relationships. Mm. One word, Jill.
Exhausting.
Exhausting.
That's a good one.
All right. One word to describe your recently concluded relationship, Dan.
Deflated.
Deflated. Oh, that's so sad. You feel deflated or the relationship was?
It was.
All right. At number three, one word to describe your recently concluded relationship, Christina.
Perplexing.
Perplexing.
Huh.
Yeah, constantly making you think.
Yeah, I like that one.
At number two, Jennifer.
Intoxicating.
Intoxicating. Oh. The relationship or what you did during it?
That, yes.
Okay. And then finally, in at number one, you want a word to describe a relationship? Well, if you use this word, you know it's probably not going to end well. Cynthia?
Overpopulated.
Uh-huh. Confused by that whip?
Okay.
There are too many people in it.
For a second I was thinking, I was thinking like you had too many kids with them, or but I got it now.
Overpopulated was the end of your relationship, huh, Cynthia?
That was clever.
Yeah.
Yes,
Well done. Yeah, that moment you realize, okay, I'm officially out of shape, I've been kidding myself, I've been fooling myself, and it's time to accept it. When you get halfway up the escalator and you decide, I'm going to walk up the escalator. You get about three steps in and say, I'm going to ride the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Take the ride. Yeah. Mitch, the moment you knew you were out of shape.
I was driving a forklift at a job like 10 years ago, and I hit a bump in the floor, and I felt my man boobs bounce.
Crap. My man boobs are jiggling. Jiggling moobs. That's a dead giveaway.
No kidding.
Jiggling moobs.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That's when you go, what am I doing here? I've got to get this fixed. Claudette, the moment you realized you're out of shape.
When we bought a new townhouse with floor-to-ceiling mirrors in the dining room, and I sat down to dinner and looked over to the side and went, oh, my God.
What happened to that person that I see
Who
looking back at me?
Who is that?
There are parts of that person I don't recognize.
Yep.
Yeah. That moment you realized you were way out of shape, Natalie.
Trying to lift the water bottle for the water cooler in the office, put that onto the machine.
Uh-huh. Couldn't do
it? Really heavy.
Yeah.
Well,
they are really heavy.
I can do it, but not well.
Yeah. Did you get it?
The water goes everywhere.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah. The sign that the water goes everywhere is the sign it's time to let somebody else lift the water because you can no longer do it. Plus, if your man boobs get in the way of you trying to do that, you got one boob on each side of the water bottle. News time with Whip.
Yep, following up on a little bit of a conversation from earlier, Amazon posted some impressive earnings results yesterday showing revenues they were up more than 43% year over year. That caused its stock price to jump to a record high, which did make founder Jeff Bezos' fortune grow by $12 billion in one day. Hi.
Hi.
Melissa's getting up walking out during this.
I think we're going to talk about this.
This has been a weird 20 minutes with you. Yep. I'm not going to lie. I don't feel like we have your full attention here.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you sure?
Yep.
All right.
So, yes, $12
billion. $12
billion. In a day.
Don't tell, she's not impressed by that.
All right.
I'm impressed by it, but what you said earlier was it's like the stock market goes up and down. I know it's a lot, but he could lose
it. Why are you
that.
Overanalyzing? Well, he could lose it. He could win it.
I don't know.
It, just look at it on its surface. The man made $12 billion yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
In
I
one
get
day.
It. I get it.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I
yeah.
get it. And I know it's a lot.
Forget it.
I get it.
Here's a little more context.
And yes, he could lose it all today. And then he can win it all or win it all, make it all right. back tomorrow. It, yes, it will go up and down.
I just don't know how all that stuff works.
Well, if he decided to cash out today.
Don't even think about how it works. Just think about what would it be like if you made $12 billion today?
Wow.
Thanks. That's what I'm going for.
Yeah. So he's worth $134 billion now, which is $43 billion ahead of the number two
Whip's
person.
Whip's talking to Melissa now, and Melissa's fixing something on the floor. And,
okay.
What are you doing?
Right. There's a piece of paper that fell on the floor.
We're in the middle of a conversation. Whip turned you to talk to you, and you went like this.
A piece of paper that I needed fell on the floor.
You were walking out.
No.
Do you have somewhere you need to be today?
No.
Do you have to pee?
No.
Okay.
Did you see? She did.
I don't.
We were in the middle of the conversation. You turned to look at her, and she was gone again.
Right. That's okay.
This is like when you go home, and you have something really exciting to tell your wife.
She's like,
she
doing everything
just will
but
not
listening.
Engage you or pay attention or validate it. You go, hey, honey, guess what? Guess what? I had a great day. I got 10% raise at work today. And your wife says, you'll probably lose it tomorrow. No, but I got a 10% raise. More money for honey.
Honey,
she's walking out of the kitchen.
Yeah, people get job raises, they get pay cuts, they get jobs.
What does that mean, really?
Jobs.
For me, I'm not impressed.
You get fired tomorrow.
Yeah, you might get fired. It doesn't mean anything to me. I don't understand that.
You have a lifetime contract.
Honey, honey,
stop
what
it.
Are you doing under the sink? I'm trying to tell you a story.
All right.
That's exactly what that was.
You have my undivided attention.
That's exactly what that was.
It was a little bit. Now, check this out. So he's $43 billion ahead of Bill Gates, who's in second place.
Wow.
Now, according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index.
Now, as we're telling the story where we complain she wasn't paying attention, now it's where your wife goes, fine, right? Sits down and like stares at you while you tell the story, which then makes you like, all right, fine, forget it. I don't want to tell you anymore.
Tell me more. Don't be a big baby.
Yeah. Tell me the story.
Tell me more, Mr. Fascinating. I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
And then as soon as you get done, she'll go, is that it? Can I go now? Yes. Just go.
I'm listening.
No, go. I want you to go. Go. Take your headphones off and leave. You were leaving anyway.
No,
leave.
I'm not.
I'm turning your microphone off and leave. Just leave.
I'm still
go do what you want to do. I don't want to get in the way of your day.
All right, so on a secondary note on all this, good old Mark Zuckerberg, you know, the much maligned Mark Zuckerberg, his fortune also grew yesterday, but only by $5.8 billion since Facebook posted better than expected results, but along the lines of what Melissa's talking about. Now, the day before, Zuck had lost $2 billion. So over the 2 days, he's only netted $3.8 billion.
Stupid.
Which, again, makes people like Jeff Bezos just laugh at him.
Apparently. Can I go back to doing the dishes now? Okay, fine.
This is going to be a Melissa-centric newscast, too, because back to Amazon, there was another story, which is that if you're an Amazon Prime member, your membership price is going up from $99 a year to $119 starting next month.
It started out, I think, when I got on there, at $50. So now it's gone. It used to be $50 a year.
Okay. Well, that's a 20% increase over what it has been, and they say that it hasn't gone up annually in the past 4 years. So this is their first increase in a while. The monthly fee, if you do it that way, just went from $10.99 to $12.99 earlier this year. All right, we have some other news, and that is that at least 15...
No, listen, I'm bored.
That's fine. All right, you want me to just move on?
All right, ignoring both of you. Yeah, I'm bored.
That's totally fine.
Wait for this to get over.
All right.
I feel like the ballot box is being stuffed.
Really?
Explain what this means here in just a second. We got some funny business going on. Surprising things you never have to share with your partner, according to experts. A passing crush in at number one.
Okay.
Anybody listening who is currently having one of those passing crushes? And who is it with? See, you laughed at me and look what happened. Hey, Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Passing crush on?
My car salesman, like you said, at Audi downtown.
There you go. Right there. Right there.
I love it.
I hope she doesn't sell me a car.
Oh, you hope she does or doesn't?
Dozens. I can keep coming back.
Ah, that's right.
Oh, wow.
You're still not quite sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go for a long test drive somewhere in the country.
Wonder if she's going to catch on.
Put the windows down and foster the people playing loudly.
Oh, that would do it.
Yeah. You'd enjoy that, wouldn't you?
Who wouldn't?
Passing crush, John.
Yes, I have a passing crush on my Starbucks barista.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Get a little sheepish when it's time to go up and order, stumble over your words, that kind of stuff.
Every time, yeah. Kelly's a winner.
Yeah, Kelly. Kelly.
Kelly at Starbucks.
Yeah. She's adorable.
Of course.
Yeah. That's cute. Now comes the, I think something's up here. We got funny business going on. Chris?
Yes.
Passing crush?
My foot doctor.
Your foot doctor. It's not Sklar, is it?
No.
It should
Sklar.
Be. Yeah. Uh-huh. And what about your foot doctor do you find so appealing?
He's McDreamy. He's just, I usually don't go for a follow-up, but I'm definitely going back for a follow-up.
Yeah? What do you get? You got bunion? Rogue toenail?
No. It was arthritis on my foot.
Ah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's the first name? Just the first name of your foot doctor.
It's Brian.
All right, hold on.
I thought she was going to say doctor.
Yeah, which would have been awesome. Hey, Gabby.
Hi.
That's not your guy, is it?
Okay, on that line, I think his first name is Brian.
Also a crush on the foot doctor.
Ooh, I want to know this Brian.
I broke my foot 2 weeks ago and went into my orthopedic doctor, and I am trying any chance I can get to go back. He is amazing.
So he's your orthopedic foot guy, McDreamy. McDreamy foot guy.
Okay. Yes.
Almost.
My mom said my wrist hurts, I got to go now, too. Everybody's trying to go to this guy.
So many orthopedic doctors are hot.
Yeah.
That is like the field to go in. All the hot doctors go into orthopedics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do.
Crazy.
They do.
I'm not complaining about my foot anymore because I get to go every 2 weeks.
You find that you're even reaching a point where you're thinking, broken foot, not all that bad. I could go back again.
I've been trying to jog on it to make it a little worse.
Yeah. You all of a sudden fall down the stairs, the ambulance comes, you're like, please tell me the foot's broken. Please tell me the foot's broken. Those foot doctors, they get all the action. Eric in the morning with Melissa and Whip. All right, it's payoff time. NFL draft got underway last night. We had told you the story earlier this week that Pizza Hut, which is now the sponsor of the NFL, said, hey, we got a deal here. For the pie pick, like get a pizza pie?
Yeah.
Which, of course, what's pie, Melissa?
3.14.
There you go. Third round, 14th pick. We're going to give that guy, whoever it turns out to be, and we'll know today who that is, we're going to give that guy pizza for a year. It was pretty cool.
That's a great deal.
Yeah, and when I shared the story, Melissa, was more excited about a free pizza than she was about Jeff Bezos making $12 billion in one day. I'm having a hard reconciling all this.
It's more obtainable.
Right. Which all of a sudden made the NFL draft more interesting in Melissa's mind because she wants to see who's going to get the pizza.
Absolutely.
So we said, well, what if we could, draw you into this and give you a chance to, to get a pizza? So the Bears chose 8th last night. Leading up to the draft, we said to Melissa, pick 3 guys. Do whatever research you want. Pick 3 guys you think the Bears could draft. Give us those 3 names, which you did yesterday or day before yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
All right? If the Bears pick any of those guys, we're going to get you a pizza.
Yep.
If they don't pick any of those guys, then Lucky Hannah's going to get a pizza. Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Excellent. It's payoff time right now. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm excited.
Did you watch the draft last night or just follow up on it this morning?
Oh, no, just waiting for you guys.
Ah, I see. Very good.
Yeah, she followed up this morning.
All right, before we reveal what you already know, Melissa, the 3 people that you chose that you felt in your deep draft research the Bears might select.
I know.
They were.
Denzel Ward, who's a cornerback.
Mm-hmm.
Tremaine Edmonds, who's a linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
And Quentin Nelson, offensive lineman?
Yes.
Okay.
Those were your 3 choices. Last night, with the 8th pick, the Chicago Bears selected who, Melissa?
Roquan Smith.
Oh, yeah. My man Roquan. Roquan.
Roquan's
I love Roquan, in. Which means, Hannah, you get the pizza.
Yay!
No problem.
All right, so I got to call our friend Mindy over at Lou Malnati's and have one sent over to you. All right, what kind of pizza do you like?
Thanks. You know what? I'm going to be unpopular, but I like the thin crust from there.
Okay. And what do you want on it?
Sausage.
There we go.
All right.
There we go.
She knows. Good.
It's a Bears pizza. You better have some sausage on there. Better throw some good old-fashioned meat on there. Melissa over there with the, I mean, they're going to get a margarita or ham and pineapple. Oh, come on.
Yeah, that'd be like
if you were picking the San Diego Chargers,
right.
Draft pick, maybe
like
get that.
Too, Melissa.
Thank you,
it's
Hannah.
Okay to like it, but it's not okay to order it in a Bears bit. Like you said, if you're doing it in an L.A. Rams bit, right. Fine.
Oh, really? Then
this
it's
is
okay.
A Bears bit.
Exactly.
Congratulations, Hannah. Hold on. We're going to get your information, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Have a good weekend.
All right. Roquan Smith, which, you know, is great because he's meant to be a Bear. He was the Dick Butkus Award winner this year for the best linebacker in college football.
Yeah. Good for him.
If you're going to win the Butkus Award, you have to be a Bear.
He's really good looking, too.
Good looking guy. Roquan said all the right things.
Oh, he sure did.
He's got it together.
What was his walk-up song? Let me find that for you.
Okay.
You know, they came out a list of the walk-up songs that each of the players selected. So when their name's announced, they get to walk up on stage to it.
And they get to pick that?
Yeah. Roquan picked... he picked God's Plan by Drake.
Oh.
That's good.
Okay. Very big
plan.
Song. Very big song.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen chose Wanted Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi.
Wow, he's going old school.
Yeah, they were in town last night, Bon Jovi.
That's right. Cool.
See, now this is Saquon Barkley. He's a running back. He was chosen second by the Giants.
Yeah.
If I'm the Giants, I don't know that I'm comfortable with him choosing this song. No Promises. That's the song he chose.
Really?
By a Boogie with the Hoodie. Do you want your number one pick to come up to a song that says No Promises?
Wow.
It's not a message you want to send.
A weird message for sure.
He just likes a song.
Rashawn Evans picked Finally Rich by Chief Keef.
Let's be honest.
That's hilarious.
Morning, Jim. Want to try a new mocha latte chino?
Just a coffee. Why's everything got to be so complicated? Like those new smart meters.
That's not complicated. ComEd smart meters give you access to more online tools and programs. They put you in control of your energy use, so you can save a little or a lot, Tay.
Ah, I get it. Make that coffee a large. No latte.
That's smarter power made simple. Learn more at ComEd.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Hey, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago, powered by ComEd. Start saving with smart meter-enabled tools and programs at ComEd.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. Drunk people are better at creative problem solving and idea making. What was your drunk idea? Hi there, Hannah.
Hello.
Hi, you had a couple, and what'd you come up with?
Me and my best friend thought to make a drunk aerobics video series.
A drunk aerobics video series?
Yeah, we're like, working out kind of sucks, and drinking has a lot of calories, so let's put together some dance moves, put some 80s music on, and, you know, solve a little problem here.
You might be onto something there.
Yeah.
Drunken aerobics. Yeah, you might be onto something. It's a good idea. Your drunk idea, Gabby.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So my drunk idea was Uber, and it's like an Uber, but with two drivers, so I could drive myself to the party and have someone drop me off and drop my car off at the end of the night.
And what did you call it?
Duber, like duo Uber.
I got you.
Duo Uber.
Duber. Got you, Duber. Uh-huh. And some people might think it would mean something else. And how many had you had when Duber came to mind?
Like one, two, or maybe one or two, not too much, because I was thinking I would have one more, but how am I going to drive my car back?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Good point.
There's a little flaw in your business plan there. Have another one. You'll sort that out. Your drunk idea, Hollis.
So we always have banana crisis day at our house where all the bananas ripen all at once.
Right.
So I decided in a drunken stupor that we should have sequentially ripening bananas so that, like, each day a banana would ripen.
Yeah. They should somehow genetically figure that out, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. If somehow, some way, somebody could genetically figure out the sequential ripening of bananas, they could make a fortune.
I think that she just gave me an idea.
Yeah. You know, you're going to come up with the sequential ripening of banana genetics?
Not exactly. Just gave me another banana idea.
What's your banana idea?
Well, to keep the bananas from turning ripe or ripen so quickly, that's the reason why when you buy them, they have that, like, tape around where the bunch is together.
Uh-huh.
They always have tape. You take that tape off, they will ripen in a day. But if you keep the tape on, and you keep it, and it has to be on there solid, they will stay green much longer. So if you can find something that is, like, doable once you take one of the bananas off and you can I don't even know what you call it, retape
like
it.
Velcro it?
It has to be, like, I think you have to keep the air from getting in that little bunch where they're all together.
Can you just untape
and
it,
will
take
last
one
a lot
off,
longer.
And then retape
you
it?
You do retape it, but if they could find a quick way to just, like, clasp something on there.
Yeah. You know,
why am I saying this? I should be, like, doing this right now. Don't anybody take my idea.
You know what you need?
What?
Another drink. Your drunken idea, Chris.
Well, it wasn't me, but it was one of my work buddies, and Amazon Prime and alcohol don't mix.
Uh-huh.
So we were hanging out at Bub City. He was deep in it.
Right.
And thought it was a great idea to buy a $400 acoustic guitar.
Oh, yeah.
He's never strummed a tune in his life.
He decided, I'm going to be an artist.
Doesn't play, just wants to start.
Right. Yeah.
2 days later, it showed up.
Yeah. And you vaguely remember ordering it along with your trip to Brazil.
Yeah, $400.
Melanie.
Hi.
Hi, my drunk idea.
My drunk idea was to go to a wine festival, and we decided to sign up for a timeshare meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can make a couple $100.
Timeshares actually encourage you to drink just prior to signing up for anything they might have to offer.
I love that.
Those drunk ideas. Yeah. You don't know what you're doing. Get a guitar.
Website for shoppers at IKEA.
Your bananas are way too ripe.
How to save the fishes in the sea.
I'm going to call it Duber.
A 14 cheese quesadilla.
Cheese.
Like that. Hell yeah. It's my drunk idea.
7:55 on the mix.
Eric in the morning.
Mix morning mind bender. Five things you didn't realize annoy your bridesmaids. Very pressure-packed environment.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been a bridesmaid a couple hundred times.
I forget the count, but like 13 or 14.
Pretty much annoyed the whole time?
I guess a couple times.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I wonder if this is what you were annoyed by. The number one thing that is annoying your bridesmaids is something you're saying about their look that's, quite frankly, simply not true, and they know it's not true. And what is it, Jennifer?
You can wear that bridesmaid dress again.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's exactly right. No, I really can't. You can sell it to me that way that, you can wear it again. It'll be great after you bought it. No, you're not going to wear it at all. Everybody knows this, right? Yep. You been down that road before with bridesmaids, Jennifer?
Oh, yes. I have a couple dresses.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. They all sit in the back of the closet under the promise that one day you'll be able to wear them again. That isn't true.
Right. I even tried to, I got one cut down so it wasn't full length, thinking, at least I cut it, maybe I can wear it again. But
it still
kind of looks like a bridesmaid dress.
Right. Yeah. Once a bridesmaid's dress, always a bridesmaid's dress.
So even among your 13, Melissa, have you ever had that experience?
I've had that experience, but I've also had it go completely the other way, and I've had a couple dresses where I wore multiple times.
Ah, there you go. What do we have for Jennifer?
We have dinner for two at Serenello's, a Let Us Entertain You restaurant. Enjoy homemade, handcrafted pizzas and pastas, as well as prime steaks and fresh fish, all while dining in a casual and rustic setting.
Among the five things you didn't realize you're annoying your bridesmaids with, number one, pretending the bridesmaid's dress can be worn again. That's annoying. It can't. Number two, expecting all your bridesmaids to be best friends automatically. That's annoying. You don't like most of these girls.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
True. You got to fake it. You got to pretend. But you know.
Yeah, sometimes you don't know these girls at all.
Right,
somebody
always,
from out of state you've never even met before.
There's always one in there you don't like. I've seen the movie, Bridesmaids. You saw the movie?
This is true.
Yeah. Number three, having multiple expensive events is starting to annoy your bridesmaids.
That's true.
I hear it's a big outlay of cash to be a bridesmaid.
It is. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, it's best just to be simple.
Right. Number four, giving last-minute instructions to your bridesmaids. You know, diversion from the original plan. You're starting to annoy them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And finally, number five, treating your single bridesmaids differently. What does that mean?
I think maybe sometimes, I think maybe you might give them more responsibilities because you think the ones that might be either married or with kids don't have
the time.
Can't
count on them. Not reliable.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you just don't have the time.
They say here why it's annoying that you treat your single bridesmaids differently. Sitting your single bridesmaids at the unofficial singles table is just as bad as getting stuck at the kids' table. It feels patronizing, and as you think, she can't hang with the grown-ups at the couple's party. I think
I'd rather be with the single
girls. Yeah, me too. Okay. Put me over there. I think that's where you want to be. This is, don't you? Yeah, baby, don't make me spell it out. Come on.
It's our buddy, right?
Yeah.
This is Janelle Monáe with Eric in the Morning on The Mix.
Oh, gosh. That's right. Duh.
Remember when Janelle Monáe was here in that really kind of strange, awkward interview we did?
She's very artsy and serious.
Right.
Yeah, she's nice.
As am I.
Yes. Very, very awkward. Serious.
That's when all the record people and our programmers were pacing nervously outside, waiting for their flight for Paris to get here. Got to get that interview done so we can go to Paris or whatever it was, whatever deal was cut. I don't know.
Who knows? Allegedly.
Janelle Monáe, in a headline, she just did an interview with Rolling Stone magazine. Now, you know Janelle from Hidden Figures, the movie, the singing career. She's very successful.
She's a cover girl.
Cover girl. Mm-hmm. Has come out, and I'm gonna claim idiocy. I got something in my throat.
Okay. You know, she also did backing vocals on We Are Young by Fun. Most people don't know that.
Mm-hmm. You know, you've been selling that every time we talk about her.
I just feel like something that we play that song a lot. Gotcha. It's a little relation thing.
Gotcha. There's something on my throat. Mm.
She was wearing these exclamation point earrings and a
she
big
was.
Hat, and she smelled pretty good.
You want me to read it for you?
She had a very star quality look to her.
And I'm back.
She is a star.
So in an interview in Rolling Stone magazine, Janelle Monáe has confirmed and come out as pansexual.
What's that?
That's what I was about to ask. Oh. I don't know what pansexual is. I'm an idiot. I don't know.
Wimp, you know what it is?
Well, I think pan just generally means like the whole gamut. Everything, anything, you know.
I'm open to anything and everything with everybody and anybody.
I think that's what that means when you put that prefix on there.
Well, isn't that bisexual? That's everybody.
Well.
Male, female.
And I can read you the quote.
You might have to.
Here's the quote. And this is a quote. You know, and it's got some aggressive language in it, so I'm just reading a quote. It's not me. Ready?
Okay.
Here's what Janelle Monáe said. Being a queer black woman in America, she says, taking a breath as she comes out, someone who has been in relationships with both men and women, I consider myself to be a free-ass MF-er. She initially identified as bisexual, but is clarified. But then later I read about pansexuality, and I was like, oh, these are the things that I identify with, too. I'm open to learning more about who I am. I still don't know what it is.
I think that's what it is.
I need more details. I'm confused.
All right. You can go ahead and look those up. Melissa, what age were you when you moved out of mom and dad's house?
Does it count when I went away to college? So right out of high school, I packed up the truck. And
did you ever come back and move back in and live there for
nope.
a period? So never since?
Nope.
Okay. All right.
Never
how
went
about,
back.
How about you, Whip?
Yeah, same exact deal. So I finished college and immediately lived downtown. So 21.
Okay. All right. And at no point you went and moved back in or whatever it might be.
Mm-mm.
If you were to move back in, say like right now, unforeseen circumstances, moving back in, would you expect to pay rent?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
I would probably volunteer it, but I know my parents would not take it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Would you expect to? You'd be okay when you go, listen, I should pay, and they go, no. You'd go, that's fine. All right, I won't then.
Yeah, no, I would expect not to. Even if I would volunteer it, offer it, they would never take it.
Oh, gotcha.
They would never take it.
In a new survey, they say parents should begin charging kids rent at what age, do you think, for the kid? What age should parents start charging rent if the kid is living there?
I'm going to say 22.
You know, health insurance goes till 26. Now, 27.
But you can get away with everything over there at that house. 19.
Oh, really?
According to a survey, parents should begin charging kids rent from the age of 19.
Who says?
A survey of people. Yeah. They say the right age to begin charging is upon conclusion of high school and you're out in the working world or the college world or working part-time. And, you know, you can negotiate what the rent cost is, but building the concept of being held financially accountable for your existence.
Right. Man, I want to live under your roof, Whip.
Mm.
Can I?
No, you don't want to live under his. You want to live under his parents' roof.
Well, still, I mean, I'm guessing he's going to have the same philosophy with his own children.
Are you?
I think it would be tough. I mean, they're little right now, so it's hard to say. But, you know, later on, I would feel like it would be tough for me to take money from them.
27.
There won't be.
I'm not going to encourage
there
it.
There won't be any charge for rent in my house if the kids come back. I know it.
After college?
I'm certain of it.
Based on your wife's
without question.
Idea? Yeah, like it's like you.
Even if I were to go, listen, you know, it would be good for you. We're gonna set up a payment system. She would just step in and go, no.
Yeah, but that's just teaching them responsibility and how to balance their money.
Yeah, and the idea being, well, there are other ways to figure out how to teach responsibility and balance money than charging. Don't argue with her then.
All right, you don't have to charge them $1,000. You can charge them like $200
Take it up with whoever he's doing it. Don't yell at me. I'm just trying to get to a point here. Now she's engaged.
Yes.
Now she's ready to go.
Well, I will have to put this in.
When you come back from college, you got to start figuring out life.
Maybe we'll see.
Some people's definition of figuring out life is different from yours.
And maybe a 25-year-old porter will put this to the test one day, and we'll see.
And I'm going to guess that you're a tough talker now. I'm going to guess, this all changes.
Yeah.
When he comes back and, you know, he's had
baby.
A rough go. And, yeah, exactly.
There
you
go.
He goes, listen, I need to move back in. You're not going to go, listen, pal. Here's how it's going to be around here. I'm the landlady. I don't think that's going to be happening. But you're all judgy about everybody else. Yeah, you have no problem sitting in judgment. But everybody else is raising their kids wrong.
They're crazy.
312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. What did your parents charge you for? Maybe they charged you rent and they also charge you for food. Was there a parking fee in the driveway? Did you have to pay for parking?
Oh, that's hilarious.
What did your parents charge you for? Maybe it wasn't a lot, but it was an interesting charge. Yeah, they say in a recent survey that parents should start charging kids for rent at 19. Now, maybe you moved back in with your parents or stayed there or whatever, and you know there were some strange charges on your itemized bill that you got from your parents. Like, they didn't charge you rent, but they charged you for air conditioning to your room. Like, your dad had the ductwork moved out of your room, so there's no air going in there. If you want that, it's going to cost you. That's an upcharge. 312-591-6800. Parents charged you for what, Sue?
My mom charged me $35 a week enough to cover her bingo.
Yeah, we lost everything you said there. Try again.
I said my mom charged me $35 a week enough to cover her bingo.
Ah, mom just wanted to cover her bingo expense.
Okay.
Yeah. I like it too. My ma.
That's so Chicago. I love it.
That's good stuff. Sue.
Hi.
Hi. Parents charged you for what?
They made us pay for the driveway, the extended driveway, when we started driving.
So you did get charged for parking?
Nope, just the driveway.
Well, it's kind of a variation of
it. Because your cars would then take up more space, so you needed more driveway?
Well, they didn't want to have to move our cars to get out of the way, so they wanted a driveway kind of on the side, and they made us pay for that.
What'd that cost you?
It was $500 each at the time.
I'm telling you, I think that falls under the itemized list of parking.
I think
so,
too.
I think so. Close, same idea.
That's what you're using it for.
They charged you for what, Bridget?
So my parents were always weird about, like, my sisters and I having everything evenly, and I was the only one that came home after undergrad, so they charged me for groceries. But then a year later, felt guilty that they had never charged my sisters anything and gave me all the money back.
Ah, I thought you were going to say, so they billed them for groceries.
Yes, exactly.
Your sisters go to the mailers. It's a $2,000 grocery bill.
What? What is it? I wasn't even there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Parents charged you for what, Gabrielle?
My parents charged me for their truck, and they charged me $2,000, and there was over 100,000 miles on the car. I think they just wanted a down payment for a new car.
So you bought the truck from them?
Yes.
And you feel as though they may have jacked the price on you a little bit?
Oh, completely. I mean, this was 1987, and
your
there
dad's
was absolutely no perks on this truck.
No perks.
You're walking out of the house, and your dad leans into your mom and goes, all right, here comes the sucker.
Exactly. Should have the Kelley Blue Book value on that thing.
We're going to see this. Look at this. This is a sucker, this one coming right here. We are going to stick it to her.
It's our daughter.
Don't say anything. She'll never know.
That's what Melissa would do.
No, I wouldn't.
She would totally do that.
Just call me Cricket. This annoying texting habit may be ruining your relationships. You know, the obnoxious habit of waiting hours, sometimes days on end, to reply to a text? There's a name for that. It's called cricketing. When you read a text but don't reply for way too long or not at all, instead of getting a response, the person you're communicating with waits and waits and never hears back. Once again, that's the point that you cue the crickets.
True.
It's called cricketing.
Yes.
Now, I've been accused of this, I think, unfairly, but...
Oh, please! Please!
I don't... No, I understand that. I understand that it's happened occasionally, but I don't think it's fair to be permanently labeled that way.
You have... You've gotten better. But it used to be zero.
What do you mean?
It used to be you would not respond to anything unless it was, like, dramatic.
Sometimes I don't know what deserves a response.
Yeah. Well, just put, like okay, gotcha.
Because you never, you know, if it's not sent in the form of a question, does it always deserve a response?
I guess I need an example. I mean, sometimes it might say, hey.
Oh, yeah, like if you're saying, man, saw Avengers, it was awesome. And I read that, I go, oh, okay, that's good. Does that require a response? Hey, good for you. I mean, what is...
I guess not in that particular case, but if somebody said, hey, I'm hoping we can chat tomorrow.
Okay.
You have to respond to that.
All right. Can I just respond thumbs up?
Yeah, yes. Let's just have that at the ready, even for the Avengers thing.
Well, and I think you two are both, you operate in a different level or from a different place, because when the two of you start a group chat, it's exhausting. And I think you would both admit this.
Well, no, I...
Because while I might be the cricket, Whip is the over-responder. Like, you see when you get started here talking, have you ever noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
You can go, saw Avengers, it was great, talk to you tomorrow, and he'll go... Glad you enjoyed the Avengers. I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. In fact, I did some research on it, and I have one of these pictures. Maybe I'll share it with you. And then this goes on for about 10 minutes, and then what happens is you then feel obligated to respond. Appreciate that, Whip. We're having a great time. Can't wait to see you either. And this, and all I feel is my phone going, bzz, 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 bzz. And there's really no redeemable, you know.
Maybe we're just waiting until you finally chime in to make sure that you're getting all this.
You're laughing because you know this is true. And I'll be sitting in my chair feeling it. I'm Whip and Melissa are talking again. I can't do it.
I'm trying to bring you into the trust tree.
Yeah. I'm okay being on the bench, the park bench next to it. I'm fine with that. I don't need to get in the tree.
Oh, my God.
Is anything I've said incorrect? Or inaccurate.
No, I feel like this. I feel like if it's a conversation in real life, the one person's not just going to be like, I love the Avengers, and you're just going to click the phone down on them or just walk away without at least going, uh-huh. So I feel kind of the same way about the texting.
Like Mel Deed sent a group text that neither one of you responded to yesterday.
Marley, what was that?
Thought you guys might find this funny today. I got my first voicemail ever on my office phone since they just gave me one at my desk. It was from a magician. I don't know what to do with that.
Right.
I mean,
the reason I didn't respond
I think it's funny, but I do
I was in transit when that came, and then we saw her in person last night. So she said, hey, this thing about the clown. So you did.
Right.
That took care of that.
Exactly.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got
We've
you.
Already talked about that.
Are any of you self-confessed crickets? Okay. When it comes to the texting game, your response level is limited. And I'm curious why that is. Why do you feel you're that way? Because I'm not that way.
With anybody else?
Pretty much.
You take us for granted.
No, it's not so much that. It's just,
Yeah.
I feel as though we accomplish what we need to accomplish here in these conversations.
Sometimes not.
That when these conversations happen at 4:10 in the afternoon, I go, you know what? I think I'd rather just watch Inside Edition right now. Is that unfair?
You know what?
Like, I need to just power down. You know what I mean?
Text him stuff about, like, money. You know, like, how the economy is doing.
No,
that'll get him going.
That'll go unread.
I don't want to hear about that.
I'm going to text you about the Avengers. I'm not even going to see it. I'm just going to say, Avengers, kick ass.
That's fine.
Send you articles.
312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. Bzz, 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 bzz. And then I have to go into the top and click on Do Not Disturb for the conversation so that it just stops buzzing. Driving me crazy. Hey, I'll just grab this right now. Hey, Denise.
Yes.
You're a cricket?
I'm not so much a cricket, but this guy, I just recently, 2 days ago, kicked a guy to the curb because we were texting back and forth, and I wouldn't respond immediately, and he would be like, okay, well, I guess you're busy, or okay, I guess, I'm not interested. And so finally I just said, you know what, that's it. I ain't got time for this kind of crap. So
The ones that become overly pushy.
Yeah, sure. That's just I guess you're busy. That's like the person who's like, okay, fine, don't say hi. You know,
and I
like,
really am, and some people say it's an excuse, and it is, I think, in a lot of cases. The old, I didn't see your text, or I didn't get your text, or whatever it is. The get part is probably, that's a lie, 99% of the time. But the didn't see, that truly happens to me.
That happens to me a lot.
That truly, and sometimes my phone will show something, and I don't know why, as red, like it won't be bold anymore, that I never read.
Right. Somehow it's almost like if your phone is left open, and what I mean by that is that you're in within text and texts come through
right
while you're in another text, sometimes it opens it up.
Right. I miss a lot.
Yes,
because of that.
I've
gotten things that were sent like last Thursday, and it'll be Monday, and I'm like, what the heck is this? And you realize it actually will say the date Thursday, but you're on Monday.
Michelle, you're a cricket.
Yes, I am a cricket. I am a cricket when it comes to my parents at times and group chats from people at church or at work or anything I don't see that I need to respond to right away.
I'm kind of that way, too. And it was funny, based on what the previous caller was saying, my dad does that to me. Like, he'll send a text, and if you don't respond quickly enough, you get question marks. Just like an hour later, a question mark just pops up. And then, or an hour after that, another question mark or two of them pop up.
Really?
Yeah. Well, a little passive-aggressive.
Yeah,
kind of.
Sure.
And people who live on their phone and have it with them all the time are setting the bar for people who might just look at it once in a while, and that's kind of a problem for those people.
Melissa, you're a cricket?
Yeah, I am. My friends always tell me how I'm the worst responder ever. Like, I think my problem is that I see the text, and then I mentally respond, but I don't physically respond.
I just got a text from a friend. You are a cricket. Don't even try.
It's not just us.
A cricket.
I think sometimes this is what happens. I think what she means by this is you'll read the text. You'll know it's there. And you don't think that you're necessarily mentally responding. You're like, oh, that's right. I'm going to get to that in a little bit. And then you completely forget that you had the intentions of responding. So it's like 3 days later and you're like, oh my God, I forgot to respond to that.
Cricket, Lisa.
Yeah. In fact, my girlfriend's texted my husband to tell me to respond.
Ah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I know.
That's
that is
hilarious.
It is. The world is filled with crickets.
Morning, Jim. Want to try a new mocha latte chino?
Just a coffee. Why's everything got to be so complicated? Like those new smart meters.
That's not complicated. ComEd smart meters give you access to more online tools and programs. They put you in control of your energy use, so you can save a little or a lot, Tay.
Ah, I get it. Make that coffee a large. No latte.
That's smarter power made simple. Learn more at ComEd.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.